Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is smash the like button the way that female high school teachers smash their students, so this video reaches a wider audience. And now on with the memes. Number 1, here's what it's like when women write men in fiction. They want a billionaire from old money that's humble, good-looking, tall, and also a werewolf. Women can't make up their minds, so they want a monster and a gentleman all at the same time. They want a man that can't exist. They also want someone practicing bondage and discipline, but still doing it gently to them. Remember, guys, that women want a contradiction that never existed. Moving on, Cleo says, sorry, chuds, but corn stars get to live there happily ever after. Yes, that is until their kids get bullied in school and end up offing themselves. Not to mention, women like this aren't happy with the men that they're with because they had to settle for a guy that doesn't mind being a cuck and that limits their options. Not to mention their dopamine receptors are fried, and they won't be able to pair bond with another man ever again. Number 3, these two guys almost single-handedly brought colonialism back to Haiti. They plotted to recruit homeless people as mercenaries to seize Haiti's Gonaïves Island, to end the men there and enslave the women and children. 87,000 people live on the island. Not to mention they would get reinforcements from the rest of Haiti. The feds did these guys a favor by locking them up. They would have been turned into human barbecue if they went ahead with their plans. They were idiots. If they wanted Haitian women, they could have just contacted the Clinton Foundation. Up next, an AI detector flagged the Declaration of Independence as 99.99% written by AI. So here are some options. A. The AI detector doesn't work. B. The Founding Fathers are time travelers. Or C. We're living in a simulation. AI detector software is just looking to identify writings as written by AI because it's too perfect. Just shows you the men in the past had much better control of the English language than we do today. Number 5, leftoids always use the argument that if you deport illegals, your strawberries will cost you more. Meanwhile, they always forget to mention that things like healthcare, housing, and property taxes cost more because of migrants. Not to mention the roads will also be clearer so you'll burn less gas, as well as time getting to where you want to go. Car insurance will also be cheaper because the remaining drivers will be better per capita. Rents will also fall. Mass migration is there to increase the money supply and boost the value of assets held by the wealthy, mostly boomers these days. Moving on, this simp probably paid thousands of dollars for this photo. I don't know who this was until people told me it's Lucas Burt, a national wrestling champ, and he makes $500,000 a year and has high status. Looks like I underestimated this short king, so that's why she's with them. This just proves to me that women will date a man no matter how good or bad looking he is, so long as he has social status. And here I thought someone forgot to adjust their dating app height filter. Number 7, if you remember seeing this, then you were there during the golden age. We had the internet, but just not in our pockets. Who else noticed that Intel Inside Pentium sticker on the tower, as well as the Dell on the computer? Dude, you're getting a Dell. I was never that lucky. I always ended up getting clones and having to put in the modem, RAM upgrades, and new graphic cards in by myself. Those were the good old days being able to customize our tech. Up next, the internet says that we should be excited because this is the best time in human history. Yet this is how many of the young guys out there live. Yes, this is the best time in human history, but only if you're a boomer and had all your basic costs of life milestones covered decades ago. Meanwhile, Bill Burr says that the boomer is the unhappy one sleeping in a king-size bed next to his awful wife. He'd rather be the young guy sleeping on a futon from earlier. Number 9, apparently the age of the couple is over, and that 51% of adults under the age of 30 in the United States think that open marriages are acceptable. So it looks like marriage is dead then. Maybe this is just the process of pagetification. First we started seeing girls with nose rings, and eventually we'll see the Hindu epidemic. The Mahabharata, with its 5 hero Pandava brothers, all married to the same woman. Either that or one Raj with 5 wives. Moving on, emotional abuse comes out as the top predictor of thoughts of self-deletion, and 80%+ of those deletions are males. So what does that tell you? When I was young, I was teased, bullied, harassed, and ostracized. And yes, I had thoughts of self-deletion, and thought about how I would take down as many other students, Columbine styles. I think women will eventually self-delete more thanks to social media, which will destroy their emotional health. Number 11, here are two men that shared the same identity, and both paid the price. One guy had his identity stolen and lost thousands of dollars, and the second one who stole his identity is also somehow a victim too after multiple arrests, DUIs, and being deported 3 times. The New York Times thinks that they're both victims. Remember everyone, you don't hate the lamestream media enough for doing things like this. In reality, Americans' patience is wearing thin in situations like this. Up next, meanwhile, in cucked Canada, we've lost track of 32,000 fugitives. Those are just the documented ones. The number is probably much higher. Looks to me like Canada is pretending like it doesn't have a crime problem, while either intentionally or unintentionally losing track of those criminals. I think this is all by design because they want you afraid of crime because people in fear are a lot easier to control. It's all about demoralization. Number 13, this article says that 75% of luxury spending comes from the middle and lower classes. It's called doom spending. When you can't save enough money to put down a down payment on a bachelor apartment, why bother saving money at all? Instead, you need to spend it on lavish vacations, purses, and clothing. You get an instant sense of satisfaction. Remember that most millionaires are not influenced by consumerism. It's the poor that waste their money on luxuries. Moving on, the gaslighting from the lamestream media continues, with them saying that Ella Emhoff here is America's most beautiful woman. If by beautiful they mean she's hideous, then yes, she's beautiful. Also, I don't know about you, but when I see a unibrow, I definitely think of beauty. As far as I'm concerned, she's a 3 on a really good day, if you squint your eyes. Whoever thought that someone that looks like Weird Al Yankovic would be considered the most beautiful woman in 2025? Number 15, here's the difference between many of the profile pictures you see on X versus what the person actually looks like. If you wonder why there's so many scammers in India, it's because of something called Izzats. They believe that you have to scam others before they scam you. It's built into their moral code, and they don't feel any guilt for doing so. They don't have guilt-based morality. They have shame-based morality. If they lose by not scamming you, then it brings them shame. Up next, Bob the Builder asks his missus if they can fix it. She says no, just sign the divorce papers. Makes you wonder if he's going to lose all his tools in the divorce like many men do. Then again, they weren't even married on the show. They were co-workers. Regardless if they're married or divorced, my guess would be that Bob failed to build up enough emotional and sexual energy in their relationship. Number 17, and speaking of scamming, the Native American Culture X account is based in Bangladesh. While it's selling American shirts that say that at the Americas are all native lands. Looks like they got the wrong kind of Indians here. You just know that one day if the scamming continues to get worse, that one day this guy Jesse Plemons is going to go around asking people what kind of Indians they are. They need to delete their accounts because they've been found out now. Moving on, many ladies like this say, please don't deport me to a country filled with people like me. Anything but that. That's when you ask them that they said that they love their home country more than America, so why aren't they happy going back? Land-based cultures are more shame-based than guilt-based. They don't feel guilt taking welfare money, but they do feel shame being sent back home and losing the status they had in America. Let people in their countries laugh at them for being caught and sent back. Number 19, here's a woman that got wrecked. She's a 38-year-old Irish wife and groped an 18-year-old man in a sauna because she thought he was interested, and now faces 18 months in jail. Good. Finally, a bit of justice for the men out there. Women are increasingly being ignored by men, so they have to be bolder and prey on younger and less experienced males. Similar to what women are doing to guys in the school system. Those ladies are also about to learn that equality sucks. Up next, this is the new in Richmond, Italy. An Italian couple in their car were surrounded by 3 migrants who smashed into their vehicle and forced the boyfriend to watch while they raped his 18-year-old fiance. This is what liberal women voted for. At this point, people in the West are being held hostage by migrants. Yet at the same time, liberal women lose their minds when violent immigrants are deported, but they say nothing when a violent one rapes another woman. Number 21, I think I just detected a communist, because this says that the most evil empires that ended the most people in the world are the British, American, and French empires. Meanwhile, no mention of the Soviet Union or China, which ended tens of millions to hundreds of millions of their own people. Also no Islamic conquests or Mongols. They ended 10% of the global population all on their own. Also, where's the Ottoman Empire? Someone likes to lie here. Moving on, Becca Ann says there was a hot guy in her accounting class and she tried connecting to him on Instagram. He looked her up and down in the classroom and then denied her request. I just know she's going to be thinking of that guy on her wedding nights. I rejected a girl in college and another one in high school that were definitely into me, and I know one of them was still thinking about me 5 years later. It eats away at them. They need to know why they were rejected. Number 23, meet Holly. She says that life felt more doable a year and a half ago. Obviously before that half-frickin' arrived. Now odds are she's going to be a single mom for life. Her sexual marketplace value hasn't only fallen to the floor, but it's fallen right through it. Also, she wasn't all that attractive to begin with. With a bunner face like that, She already looks like a grandma. At least she's got a girl instead of a future inmate in her arms. Just saying, those are the odds. Up next, name a bigger downgrade than this one. Those were quite the chesticles that are now gone. Congratulations on turning a Cadillac into a Yugo. But to be fair, compared to other transitions, this one didn't turn out all that bad. I still really hope that mothers that convince their kids to do this, and the doctors to go along with it and complete those surgeries for them, get put away for life one day. She looks like she transitioned into an even gayer Freddie Mercury. Number 25 and the last one, here's Harry Potter's new girlfriend. What do you notice about her besides the fact that she's a butterface? Her arms as well as the rest of her look like they're melting too. I guess it doesn't matter that he has the status of being Harry Potter. When you're 5'5" as a famous man that doesn't look like Tom Cruise, your dating options are still somewhat limited. She now looks a lot fatter than since this earlier picture was taken. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate it to PayPal and Subscribestar links. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.